This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting continuing today as well. Lightning kills 4 persons in Barwa district this morning. Gandaki province reports 8 new coronavirus cases today. And at least 50 people died in landslide at Myanmar's Jade Mine. Now the news in detail. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee is continuing its meeting for the sixth day at the Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's official residence, Balwatar. The Standing Committee members of the party are putting their views regarding Nepal Communist Party Chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's claim of ongoing conspiracy to oust his government. The committee members will also express views on recently registered Nepal Communist Party UML. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee members Ishwar Pokhrel, Pradeep Kumar Gyawali and Shankar Pokhrel will opine on the issues. Due to the emergence of dispute in the party, the committee meeting has only revolved around the border issue and measures to resolve it, among other procedural agendas. Review of the government activities, COVID-19 prevention and treatment, and MCC are also on the agenda for discussion in the meeting. Meantime, another chair of the Nepal Communist Party, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, has also held discussion with standing committee members close to Chair Oli this morning regarding problems in the party. 4 persons were killed and 10 people sustained injury after devastating lightning struck them at Kalia sub-metropolitan city Tuval and Petarua municipality 1 in Barwa district this morning. Spokesperson of district police office Barwa Gautam Misra said that the deceased have been identified as Asa Devi Mahato and Halimaya Khatun. They died after the lightning struck them when they were planting paddy seedlings in the Sitpul farm. According to Misra, 30-year-old Indu Devi Mahato and 40-year-old Sunarpati Devi Mahato of the same family also died on the spot. Likewise, 1 person was killed and 2 persons injured after lightning struck them in Sarlahi. Police have informed that the deceased have been identified at Chotu Paswan of Bagmati municipality. 8 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Gandaki state today. According to the health directorate of the state, of the infected 3 persons from Rising rural municipality of Tanahu, 1 is from Kali Gandaki rural municipality, Waling municipality and Baglung municipality, Falevas municipality and Kusma municipality were tested positive for the coronavirus. With this, the total number of coronavirus infected persons in Gandaki state has reached 1,000. And 14. Similarly, 3 coronavirus infected persons who were undergoing treatment at Adarsh Nagar Isolation Ward in Baki district have returned home after recovery. According to Corona focal person Abaki Nawesh Swester, 3 persons have returned home from the hospital after recovery. A border outpost of the Armed Police Force Nepal has been set up at Pancheshwar in Baitari district. The border outpost was established at Rolghat in Pancheshwar rural municipality 1 yesterday. A team of 35 Armed Police Force personnel under the command of Armed Police Force Nepal Inspector would be stationed in Pancheshwar. Deputy Superintendent of Armed Police Force Amit Singh said that the existing post assigned for the security of Pancheshwar multipurpose project would change into the border outpost. Inaugurating the border outpost, Deputy Inspector General of Armed Police Force of Sudur Paschim State, Hari Shankar Budathoki, said the border outpost would remain active round the clock for border security to control trans-border crimes as well as to control revenue leakage. He further said that the Armed Police Force personnel will engage in joint patrolling by coordinating with the Indian security personnel and will continue the border security vigilance. A total of 65 small irrigation projects have completed in Chittawan district. Prime Minister Agriculture Modernization Implementation Unit has confirmed the completion of the 65 projects. The unit had launched small projects like shallow tube well boring and drip irrigation for the current fiscal year. Information officer at the unit Mother Podal informed that remaining projects are also under construction now. The agriculture modernization project has 75 irrigation schemes under paddy zone, 40 under vegetable zone, 15 under banana zone. With the completion of the projects, it is expected that 450 bighas of land will have irrigation. One shallow tube well can irrigate 4 bighas of land. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now some international updates. At least 50 people died after a landslide at a jade mine in northern Myanmar trapped workers under a mound of refuse today. The country's fire service department and an information ministry official said the miners were collecting stones in the jade ridge Hapakant area of Kachin state when a muddy wave caused by heavy rain buried them. The department said they are still working on the rescue process. Deadly landslides and other incidents are common in the poorly regulated mines of Hapakant. The Health Ministry of India has said the country's coronavirus infections surpassed 600,000 today, with 17,834 deaths in total. The authorities are battling to contain the pandemic while easing lockdown rules. The increase presents a severe challenge for India's tense medical capacity and overburdened health system. An easing phase called Unlock Second was announced on Monday, allowing more economic activities to resume even at some densely populated containment zones stay under lockdown. Opposing sides in Syria's war, Iran, Russia and Turkey have held talks reflecting harmonized efforts to bring peace to the country after 9 years of devastating conflict. During a meeting held on Wednesday, the three sides expressed the conviction that Syria's war had no military solution and must be settled only through a political process. In the virtual meeting, Russian President Vladimir Putin denounced newly imposed U.S. sanctions that he said were aimed at suffocating Syria, while Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called for peace and security to be restored in his country's southern neighbor. The talks were the first in September in the so-called Astana format, three-way talks between the key foreign powers in the Syrian conflict. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting continuing today as well. Lighting kills 4 persons in Bara district this morning. Gandaki province reports 8 new coronavirus cases today. And at least 50 people died in landslide at Myanmar's jade mine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal, Odisha. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and stay safe.